It is Fish Family Solutions with our team of marriage and family therapists every Tuesday right around this time. We're talking with Joel Walton at MendedLife.com. The question, Joel, how can I be respectful of my spouse even when I don't feel like it?
Let's be honest, Jody. It's really hard to be respectful to somebody when we don't feel like it.
Right.
But surprisingly, we do a lot of things in our life we don't feel like doing. I don't think many of us feel like paying our electric bill, but it's surprising how many of us do, because we know that if we don't, someone's going to turn our power off. When it comes to healthy relationships, respect is not just a need. It's more like a basic requirement. Respect, or the lack of it, can make our spouse our greatest supporter or our biggest critic.
Right.
So if you're struggling to respect your spouse, I invite you to take the 30-day respect challenge. Now, this isn't going to solve all of your relational issues, but you might be surprised how well it can improve your outlook. So the 30-day respect challenge has two parts. The first part is, for the next 30 days, don't say anything negative about your spouse, either to them or about them, to anyone else. And the second part, which is equally important, if not more, for the next 30 days, find one thing positive that your spouse has done that you can thank them for, and then tell them and at least one other person. And then write it down on an ongoing list that you review daily for the next 30 days. It's interesting, Jody, as part of our neurological wiring, when all we do is focus on what's wrong in our relationships, then all we have is negative feelings. Likewise, if we put just a little effort into looking at what's right, it not only has the power to change our feelings, but it can often change the way our spouse responds to us in return. So if you're struggling to find respect in your spouse, try the 30-day respect challenge. You just might be surprised how well it improves your relationship.